Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
We are a town full of wonderful people with great big hearts.
We try to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the community, so we always encourage people to get involved with us.
Our vision statement is still the same. It's to support and equip current and future leaders to make a positive impact in our community.
The Waco Experience, an American Story, begins its second year with this episode, where I speak with Elaine, Daniela, and Mito of the Hispanic Leaders Network. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I share inspiring stories from my community, Waco, Texas. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors, White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, or pergola. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and provides employment for people with disabilities. Visit Biddy and Bo's Coffee today at 110 Franklin in Waco. Ray's Automotive Specialist. Cars are complicated. Ray makes keeping your car in top condition simple. He's located at 5900 Franklin Avenue Service Road, Suite 33, right here in Waco. My wife will tell you, my car is my baby. When it needed service, I reached out to Ray, someone I trust. Call Ray at 254-235-5991 and learn more online at fixmycarray.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is your sanctuary and an expression of your personality. Smooth, elegant, a lifetime of beauty guaranteed, and available for immediate delivery. The best thing to do, visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Call Quality Cabinets at 254-744-0938 to schedule a consultation and visit their website, qualitycabinetstx.com. D. Scott here. I am at Startup Waco again, and we've got some of the board members, and there's a fair number of board members for the Hispanic Leadership Network. We're going to go through with some introductions, but Elaine, you're the chair.
Okay, great. So my name is Elaine Botel, and I chair the board for the Hispanic Leaders Network. I have been with the organization. It is a nonprofit organization since its inception. So it was founded in 2018, and we became a 501c3 nonprofit organization in 2021.
You started and then got right into COVID. And then went through the process to get the nonprofit designation.
Yes. It kind of just happened that way. When we had our first meeting in 2018, it was actually a luncheon. It was, for many of us, the first time where we saw a lot of Hispanic leaders all in one room, both current and future Hispanic leaders, and probably close to 80 people. And it was just very inspiring. We knew that we had something going with that first meeting. And so we wanted to make sure we continue the momentum. And so here we are.
All right. And you're there from the beginning, and you've got two other board members with you.
Yes.
My name is Daniela Rodriguez. I got involved with HLN, Hispanic Leaders Network, when I moved to Waco. So I'm a transplant from Dallas and originally from Colombia, Bogota. And so I actually hadn't ever been involved with the Hispanic Chamber in my life. I had always been considered kind of the Latina at work or the Latina in any group that I was in. And so I spoke kind of for our people, but I always
always felt like I would rather be in a room full of more of us so that I could understand the heartache and or the difficulty that comes with being a Latino in the United States, but also to join in camaraderie and to meet people that are like-minded, that work hard. And that was one of my first objectives when moving to Waco, is meeting people like that. And I got lucky enough to come to Startup one Wednesday and meet Elaine and meet a lot of wonderful other people. In the last 5 years, I've gotten to see a lot of great events, a lot of leadership development, and I've gotten to meet some wonderful friends.
And Daniela, what else are you involved with?
Great question. Involved in a few boards, thanks to HLN, actually. I had been in one board in Dallas previously, but when I moved here, I met Fiona Bond of Creative Waco. And it's another thing that I'm very passionate about is supporting our local arts programs and making sure that our youth are supported. Kind of all goes hand in hand. Creative Waco, I'm their board chair for the last 2 years. I'll be the board chair this year. They help with a lot of our organization planning, and they also are involved in a lot of our kind of co-created events like the Día de los Muertos that is coming up soon, which we're very excited about. In general, I get to be a part of, Mito and I are actually on Dr. Pepper Museum Board together, so is Elaine. It's really thanks to meeting people like them that has allowed me to become more elevated in a town that I didn't know. I knew maybe two people. And so it really, they have catapulted me. I would never have been on a podcast. I certainly wouldn't have gotten in front of as many people as they've made me speak in front of. It's been really wonderful and a great place to just meet good people.
Excellent. Excellent. And Mito.
I'm Dr. Mito Diaz Espinosa. I'm on the board of HLN. I'm the leadership development chair. I got involved similar to Daniela. I gave a speech at an academic achievers banquet for my high school, University High School. And then afterwards, Elaine came up to me and invited me to this meeting for HLN, what would become HLN. And I showed up there and met a bunch of people and talked with them. We had just moved back to Waco from Baltimore. So I'm a Waco native, but had lived in Tennessee for 2.5 years and then Baltimore for 5 years. So came back and met Elaine and got involved and has been involved ever since. I laugh because Daniela said that we make her speak in front of people, but that's kind of what HLN is for and what we do. I don't have a problem getting up and talking in front of folks and put a microphone in front of me, and that's fine. But we want other people to do it. So we always encourage and try to get anyone to have a space. And whether they're saying something for 30 seconds or talking for 30 minutes, we want to give people the ability to go out and put themselves forward if that's what they want to do. So HLN has always been a space to give people that kind of soft launch and then watch them grow and flourish from there.
Mito, I want to stick with you for just a moment and talk about leadership, the importance of teaching, especially our youth, about leadership and what kind of things that are going on.
For me, it's been a lifelong thing. So my mother was leader. She ran for lieutenant governor in 1972, and we used to go to all the things and all the places. So I was able to see that in action from a very young age. My dad as well was a very well-known community activist in town. So that was always what I grew up around. So I want to be able to give that example to others, because a lot of times, especially in the Latino community, our parents are working. We get up and before the sun comes up, and we go to work, and most of us have two jobs or something. So we're doing all the things, and we don't have the opportunities to see others that look like us leading in those spaces. So this provides us that kind of place that youth can see us and say, oh, somebody looks like me that last name ends in a vowel or you know, says, rolls their R's, can get up there and talk and be a leader. And what does that look like? And then they can ask us questions, because we have all kinds of people who ask us to coffee or lunch and say, I want to do what you do, and I want to be in that space. And how do you do that? Give them our story and our journey, and how do we get here, and what does that look like? And all that contributes to that leadership journey for them to understand whatever they're doing, wherever they are, they can serve and be a leader, whether they're out front or behind the scenes or doing both. And we want to just provide those healthy examples.
I've really been impressed with Waco's interconnection between the different nonprofit groups in town. Daniela, you've got a leadership role. You're on the board with Creative Waco as well. Tell us about this integration and cross-fertilization.
That's a great way to put that. And I've been saying it since I moved here, because we are a town full of wonderful people with great big hearts that want to start all kinds of nonprofits. And what I've noticed is that sometimes we work in separation instead of together. And what I've noticed now that we have this kind of we'll call it cross-pollination, but when we're on multiple boards and when we're all in communication and getting along with each other and want to work in congruency together, we end up with events that are bigger. We end up touching the community more. We end up just doing a lot more in general with the community. And I don't know, I see the high school students that now all know us. I get to see them at Creative Waco events and I see them here. And those are the ones that come up to us and say, I didn't know that a Latina could do that. Oh, I can't believe that you didn't graduate from college and that you're positioned in this type of board and that you get to be the chair and that people call you and ask for help and that you are considered someone in the community that is, that somebody can call for help. Really, that's kind of what board leadership means to me. It means that we are seen and that we are capable of showing other people how to do it as well. So if somebody is interested, I can say, come with me, let me teach you how to do that, because I had to be taught to do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here either. And so it is, it's about meeting people that are your equals, that are your peers, but also people who are your mentors. As much as they've led you, you're there to lead others. And that can be done in any board, but the better that we all know each other and the better we all communicate, the more special and the bigger that these boards get and the more people get to see what these wonderful nonprofits do.
One of the things that we really want to do with the Waco Experience is inspire people to get involved in the different organizations that exist, or Elaine, in the case of a group that didn't exist, you saw a need back in 2018, and you guys started what became the HLN.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, when we had our first meeting, it was a networking luncheon in 2018. We had these quarterly luncheons, and we would have a topic that would be of that we felt would be of interest to other leaders, future and current leaders, and. Like I said, we knew that we had something going. We had close to 100 people showing up, and it was exciting. And like I said, we wanted to keep the momentum going. In 2019, we, a core group of us leaders, Hispanic leaders, said, we have a thing. We need to make it a thing. And so we created a vision statement, which our vision statement is still the same. It's to support and equip current and future leaders to make a positive impact in our community. We decided what pillars we wanted to have under that. And so we definitely knew that we wanted a pillar for leadership development. And then we also wanted a pillar for mentorship as well, because that was a big need. I think all of us, all three of us could say that we probably wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't have a mentor that inspired us, whether it was our parents or someone else from, you know, school or just in the community in general. And then we also felt it was important to celebrate our culture, and we wanted to share our culture with the Waco community in more ways than there's a lot that happens in Waco to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, but we wanted to make sure that we let the community know that Hispanics, it's not just Mexicans. There's 21 countries that represent the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. So we felt it was important that we present that, especially now with it being Hispanic Heritage Month. Every year we look forward to showcasing our Hispanic heritage through different countries. At the Mayborn Museum, we are having an event. Daniela will talk a little bit more about that event. But we've done that for the last 3 years, where we bring in a live exhibit, whether it is a mariachi band. I think our first year we celebrated a mariachi Azteca, was our 40th year anniversary. And the year after that, we had a Mayan group that came and showed beautiful, beautiful dances, beautiful performers. They were engaging our participants. And I mean, literally, at the museum right there in the rotunda, people were just dancing and having a great time. And then our last pillar is language access. So we recognized with some research done by United Way in the Child Wellbeing Initiative that there was a need for our community who were limited in English to have some tools and resources to know more about what's going on in our community. So through a grant, we were able to purchase translation devices and send a cohort of bilingual leaders through a translation preparation course. Now we get to, you know, share their names and share the equipment with organizations and entities in our community to use that equipment and take advantage of these interpreters who are trained to help educate and communicate what's going on in our community. So all that to say, you know, from one little meeting, well, not little, but a great meeting gathering in 2018, we've been able to develop this organization to meet the needs of a community, but mainly, again, just like Methil was saying, to support and equip current and future leaders to make a positive impact in our community.
Let's talk more about the events that are coming up in October.
Great. So October the 6th, Monday, October the 6th, in partnership with Baylor Multicultural Affairs, we are hosting evening banquet style presentation, The Legacy of Hector P. Garcia. His daughter, Cecilia Garcia, will be presenting. Sorry, Cecilia Akers Garcia. She'll be presenting, sharing his story. There's a documentary on PBS about his journey. He was very instrumental in just being a model for Hispanic leaders. What he was able to accomplish, I believe he had 8 children, and out of those 8, I believe 6 are medical doctors. He went through a journey himself, coming from another country into the U.S. and also serving in the military. I encourage anyone who wants to learn about his journey to come to this event. It is October the 6th, Monday, October 6th, starts at 6 p.m. It'll be at the Mark and Paula Hurd Building, Welcome Center at Baylor. It is a free event, open to the community. And by the way, I don't think we mentioned, you do not have to be Hispanic to participate in the Hispanic Leaders Network. We are very inclusive. We have just beautiful rainbow of people that come to our events, and we love it. We absolutely love it. We welcome it. We embrace it. And they are also part of our organization. We have people on our board that are just a great diversity of representation. So that's the next event, October the 6th. Anyone who is interested in going can register. Just go to our website, hln-waco.org.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. Yes. hln-waco.org. People can go register for the event. Great thing about the Hurd Center is there's parking right there.
Yes, very nice. Beautiful facility, yeah. Beautiful venue. So we'll also have some entertainment. Come out, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with us, learn a little bit about Hector P. Garcia and get inspired.
What else is coming up?
So one of the things with HLN, we were actually started originally as part of the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce before we became our own organization. So there's a lot of overlap between the two and interlace. The Syntex Hispanic Chamber is celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. So on October 9th, we'll have our Savor Taste of Nations banquet there at the Cambria Hotel. It's starting as well at 6 o'clock. It'll be a celebration of the 50 years of the legacy of the Syntex Hispanic Chamber, but then also what are we going to do in the future and what's the look, what's it going to look like going forward as we continue to support small businesses and businesses here in Waco. So we're really excited. We want to honor some of our original members and some of the individuals who've been influential in the chamber throughout the years, and then we want to have some fun and some excitement and raise some money so that we're able to do more programming and events going forward as we celebrate the community.
How do people sign up for that?
You can go to wacohispanicchamberofcommerce.com and sign up. We have events page. There's a full events calendar there that you can search and get there, or sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send out links on our newsletter every 2 weeks, and Sabor will be included in those as well. You can also follow us on social media and find links to that information as well. And it'll be fun for anyone. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to come. It's a community event, so we're encouraging any and everyone who wants to come and just have some fun.
What else we got coming up?
I mentioned Dia de los Muertos earlier, but it's I don't know if anybody that's listening has been or not, or has seen it in other parts of the world, but it's a beautiful giant event that celebrates creativity and culture and our roots. And our roots, like Elaine said, come from many places. And for me, that's part of what's so special about HLN, is that we aren't just getting to know each other's stories here in Waco, but we're getting to know the world at large by stories that we tell about our grandparents, stories that we tell about where we grew up, and costume and
art and music, and a lot of what we do at all most of our events, including the luncheons, is that we kind of fuse all of those things together. As Latinos, we're a bright culture, and we don't just get together and sit around a table and talk all night. It's not part of what we do as a community. And so we want to share that, and we want that to feel vibrant, because Waco's 38% Latino. And most of the people here have grown up eating delicious food, being part of the culture, but maybe haven't been invited to see some of the more intricate parts of our family events, of things like Dia. They are misunderstood a lot. And so part of what's fun about events like this is that we get to share, we get to maybe dispel some things that aren't true, and we get to celebrate who we are, who we want to be, and who we're becoming. And so Dia de los Muertos will be November 1st. It will be a free, non-ticketed event. There's a parade, and we invite people to get dressed up. People of all colors and creeds are welcome. We celebrate with food, with dance, and all kinds of beautiful, beautiful things. It's one of my favorite events in Waco year-round.
Where's the parade?
It will be at Indian Spring Park. It will be after the Waco Baylor homecoming parade. So it's a day full of fun. There will be football, and then there will also be this party after the parade, which starts at 4 p.m. at Indian Spring Park. And like I said, live music, food, all kinds of fun, kids events and painting. And it's really, really a great day.
And plenty more information at hln-waco.org.
Absolutely. Or you can even just go to diadelosmuertoswaco.com.
One of the things that is really important is the language stuff that you mentioned, a lot of things around there. I have found that you cannot separate culture from language. So if people want to learn more about the Hispanic culture, definitely get involved and learn a little bit of Spanish, maybe.
Absolutely. As someone whose Spanish is their first language, and as someone who has seen people use this equipment that we've used, I went to an event at one of the elementary schools last year, one of our conectars, and a gentleman who has been coming to our events that are in English had been coming to all of them, but did not understand. And this was the first of our events that he was able to hear everything that was being said. He cried. He said he had never thought that he was going to be able to fully understand when he went to things here, because he didn't think people were thinking about him. And so it's things like that. Those are the reasons that we do these things, so that abuelo and abuela can come and have fun, but also so that other people in the community can use this equipment. Asian Leaders Network has borrowed it before. It is not just for Spanish speakers. Now, we do need to have people trained to use this equipment in other languages, but the whole point of this is to open a conversation so that we can communicate better, not less.
I want to look into the future, and I want to go over to Mito and talk about the future, looking at 2026 and beyond, and how people get involved, and then we'll come back to Elaine. So, Mito, tell us about your thoughts about the future.
This is going to sound cheesy, but the future is bright. We are a growing force. We continue to have consistent events and programs where we're meeting the needs of the community, and we're making sure that we get input from the community. So every summer we have a retreat, and everyone is invited to participate, and we get feedback and information. What can we do better? What should we be doing? What should we be looking at? We have thoughts and plans to have a multi-session conference where we're going to have multiple speakers come in and talk. We'll have various events that we still do once a month. We look forward to having new cultures represented. As we've mentioned multiple times, we're not just focused on Mexican and Mexican-American. We want to be inclusive of all, whether that's artwork or music or food or dance or whatever that looks like. We want to bring multiple cultures in. Individuals can get involved with us any way they want. Hispanic Leaders Network is an open organization. We do not have dues. We don't have membership. We don't have meetings that you're required to go to. If you want to participate, you can show up, you can volunteer. We will take your volunteer hours anytime we can get them. We will put you to work. We have a lot of volunteers, students from Baylor and MCC and other spaces that volunteer their time. So we work with them. We want them more involved. We want to expand our Navegando mentorship program to multiple high schools. That takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of dedicated individuals who speak Spanish. Navegando is for Spanish first speakers. So you mentioned about culture and language access. We saw a lot of our students who wanted to participate in leadership programming in Waco, but there wasn't a space for them because Spanish was their first language, and that's how they process that information. So we bring in Spanish speakers to mentor them, guide them, tell their stories, and share. So we're always looking for more individuals who want to do that and get involved. if you have the time and the commitment, you can do that. And then we're trying to figure out new ways to you know, interact with them and take them on college tours and get involved. So we always need individuals who want to show up, and we look forward to hearing people's thoughts. Anytime somebody tells us, hey, y'all should do this or y'all should do that, our first thought is, huh, that's a good idea. Let's see if we can do that. Whether or not we can, we're limited by, you know, resources and time and then our own ambitions, but we try to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the community. So we always encourage people to get involved with us.
It's so important to be able to take students on college campuses, whether it's MCC, TSTC, Baylor, so that they know it's okay to be here. Elaine, let's talk about the future.
Like Michael said, the future looks bright. Definitely not cheesy at all. It's just the excitement, I think, that we have for Hispanic Leaders Network. And, you know, I think throughout the last few years, just that partnership and connection with the other nonprofits like the Centex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, like Creative Waco, in some of the other organizations, Dr. Pepper Museum. I think we're all kind of like involved in various boards because, you know, we're passionate and our board members are involved in other boards. And those that are coming to the events, we're getting them connected. And that's the excitement. The excitement is meeting new people at these events and then connecting them to other people. The mentorship program Navigando, what was so exciting this past year was we were able to offer scholarships thanks to Alliance Banks, who helped sponsor those scholarships. They gave a donation to Hispanic Leaders Network because they also see the importance of helping us grow future leaders. And you know, so we were able to offer the scholarships. We've taken the Navigando students to college tours, Baylor University, MCC, TSTC. I remember our first college tour a few years ago, about 3 years ago, one of the students was in tears and was just so excited because they literally lived in the neighborhood near Baylor University, literally across the street, but never had been on the Baylor University campus. Never. They had walked around it, but never was on campus. And now they were a senior, high school senior, and looking at the possibilities of their future beyond high school. A lot of excitement there because this particular student knew all the sacrifices that their parents had to go through. And I think just to inspire future leaders, that's the excitement. And in 2026, we're going to continue to just make those connections. That is one reason. And actually, at a summer retreat is where we got the name of Conectar Connect. And that became our leadership development series. Mito's done a wonderful job in coordinating. You know, what's exciting about Conectar, as well as the other events, is, again, just new faces. It's same people coming back, which is also exciting because they're family now, but it's the new people that are coming as well. And so just a lot of excitement there. In January, the city of Waco sponsors, and we have the State of the City. And that's an opportunity for us to get information out. We'll have the devices there. We'll have an interpreter there to share what's going on in our city. You know, a lot of people don't know what's going on in the city. And we're very lucky too, by the way, because one of our board members is a council member of the city. And so that just happened while she was on board. And so we're excited to see the successes of the people that are involved in HLN.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.